Hello, and welcome to the Sunnydale Diaries, a podcast where I, Sean, along with my friend Melanie,
Hello.
are watching every episode of Buffy the Vampire Slayer, discussing them, and discussing how the theme of the episode affects us.
Ooh, all right, I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Today we are discussing episode 7, Lie to Me,
Lie to me.
which is a Depeche Mode song.
It is.
A lot of this episode takes place in a club, an underground club.
Literally underground.
Yes. What is your experience with clubs?
I don't have a lot of experience with clubs. I went to probably when I was midway through college when I went to, my first clubs really. In Gainesville, when I went to UF, we went to some clubs, and mostly I went to like the 80s old wave nights at the clubs for dancing. And let's see, where else did I go? And there was a good like an alternative club in Fort Lauderdale that I went to every now and then. That was fun. And then the most clubbing I've done would be here when I was in my 30s, if you can believe that, at going to much like this club, the Goth Club in Tampa, the Castle.
What was that like for someone who's never been to a goth club? Describe it.
So the first time I was going, I had no idea what I was in for, and I had like this long black dress that was very what I thought goth was. And it was just very long and covered most of my skin, kind of a thing. But then when I got to my friend's house, she was like, "No, you can't wear that." And she had a dress she put me in that I think was vinyl and put a collar on my neck. And we went to this club and it was crazy. I don't know if the Castle is a typical goth club. I would say it is in the music they play, but man, you see everything there.
Yes.
There's a man, talk about people watching. It's crazy. But very open-minded and welcoming to everybody and whatever they're into, so that's good. But it's very, they have different rooms at this particular club, and there is definitely a vampire-y vibe throughout much of it. Everybody's wearing black or red or, it's like, I don't know. What do you think? You've been there.
Yeah, I remember the cages. You have photos of me in
There's
the cage.
cages. Oh yeah, there's cages. At this club they have like one of those big wooden crosses where people can stand and get flogged. There's weird stuff going on there. I went to a goth club in Dallas. I had some friends that lived in Dallas, and it was the church was the name of the club. I don't remember if it was as fetishy as the castle, but again, the same kind of people. I always imagine goth people are like a overlap in a Venn diagram with like a drama kids from school.
Oh, yeah, I can
You
see the
know, it's a very
connections.
theatrical kind of a thing, Everybody, a lot of people just dress up, and it is kind of theatrical, a lot of costume stuff. I've had a lot of fun times at that club, and I've worn my share of weird stuff there. They had they did a theme parties for a while, and they did a one that was video game night, and my friend and I we were Pac-Man costumes, and we just wore our bras with had like on one cup had a Pac-Man or Miss Pac-Man, and the other one had a little
Oh, yeah, you
ghost.
told me
Yeah,
about
yeah,
that.
yeah. And I had a big pink bow on my backside. That was a good time.
I remember we went once and I wore my
It was
orange.
steampunk.
Yeah, we went for the steampunk night. I was proud of myself.
Yeah,
Although,
that was pretty good.
do you remember how many stores we went to trying to find a vest for
Oh
me?
man.
I feel like it was like 15 stores.
I have that picture. We'll have to post that
Yeah,
one.
yes, I had that one too. We had gone and I had worn my, I feel like maybe it was like kind of like a 90s night or a sci-fi TV night because I wore my Buffy, my orange Dingo Seed, my baby shirt.
I think it was a sci-fi night.
Okay. Because I remember
Yeah.
we were walking in like the, what do you call them? Not the
The
hat check.
bouncers?
No, because it was
Oh.
like the girl who took my money.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I remember her saying, I like your shirt.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's the best
It is.
when you wear your nerdy shirt and somebody
It really
acknowledges
is.
you.
Yeah, but I know we went that time, went to steampunk time, we went for your birthday 1 year. Never had a bad time.
It's fun.
Yeah.
Even if you just sit at the bar and watch people walk by, it's fun. But yeah, the vampiriness, do you notice the vampiriness?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I know there's like a little off offshoot of the main area where people dance. There's a little room, another bar that's got, like, it's all red velvet. I think it's called the Red Room. But that's the more vampire-y room, I'd say.
Right.
Yeah, it's fun.
So for me, I would say, like, my favorite club of all time, and it's not open anymore, but it was in Manhattan Culture Club.
Oh.
And it was 80s themed.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, so all 80s music. There was, like, a DeLorean hanging from the ceiling.
Oh, wow.
Big Rubik's Cube, big Pac-Man. Oh. And the dance floor was, like, one of those light-up ones.
Oh, yeah.
But it was pyramidical.
Oh.
So, like... Yeah, like a pyramid, not, like yeah. a pyramid with levels, not just like a slope-sided pyramid.
Like you could actually climb on the, like a big Q-bert pyramid?
Yes.
Like and you that. Could climb on it?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And so, yeah, we'd always try to get towards the top.
Okay.
But you know, spent many nights there.
Okay.
Good times.
We did go to the same time period in my 30s, my clubbing period. We did go to Pleasure Island a lot, and that was fun because they had... many different clubs.
Yes.
Every club was a different type of club. And they had the alternative techno club, which was called Mannequins. And it had the revolving Mannequins. Dance floor.
Yes.
That was our favorite. Yeah, I loved it. We spent a lot of time there. That was fun. And then they also had an 80s one called 8 Tracks. And I think they had a light up floor.
They did, yeah.
That was fun. They also had the Adventurers Club. So you went. Did you ever go to the Adventurers Club?
I don't know that I ever went in that one.
It was like a, it wasn't a dance club. It was kind of supposed to remind you of, I think, Indiana Jones-ish. Like, you were part of the Explorers Club, and it was there were improv actors all throughout, and they were all, like, a part of the Explorers Club, but it was, like, that time era. I don't know what that time era is. Your
right. Days of.
Yeah, but there's like a room with all the African masks, mm-hmm. and you go in there and the masks talk, okay. and they talk to you, and there's like a little mini show where you interact with these masks, and then you go in another room, and they have a little piano bar show that they do, and then they, but all surrounding you is all the artifacts and stuff that they found, you know, the explorers have found, and that was a very, very fun club. If you go online now, there's lots of groups dedicated to that specific club, even though it's long gone. So that was fun. And then there was an improv comedy club there, too, that was fun.
I was surprised it closed down. It was always busy.
That was the Michael Eisner version of Disney. Yeah. You wanted more adult stuff aimed at the adults, you know. And, yeah, that's gone now. It's Disney Springs, which, meh.
Yeah. I have two quick anecdotes related to what you just said.
Go.
So the first one was 8 Tracks. My friends and I came, when I was still living in Europe, we came down to Florida, did a road trip.
Yeah.
And we stayed at Disney for a few days. We went to Pleasure Island. We walked by. We went to 8 Tracks.
Yeah.
Loved it. We thought it was called Strax. And that same trip, we went to Mannequins. But when before there, in the car, not for the person driving, but us passengers, we were doing shots of watermelon pucker.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Oh.
So between that and the rotating dance floor.
Oh, no.
I had to make a trip to the bathroom.
I've been sick in that bathroom.
Yep. And then so I'm like washing my hands and like rinsing out my mouth, looking in the mirror, and realized my shirt was on backwards.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
All right. Awesome.
Yeah.
They had a drink there. I just know it was served in a bucket.
As most good drinks are.
I drank it.
Do you remember what it was?
No.
I'm sure
it was sweet.
Yeah.
I don't remember what it was called. But yeah, I was not in good shape after that. But that was a fun night, man. Whew. Yeah, we had a lot of fun times there. And then, so let's see. What about now? You like going to a club now?
You know, I feel like once a year, I like to go. I mean, once I enjoy dancing. Not every single weekend, but you know, sometimes I get the urge. So I go like once a year.
Okay.
And I enjoy it myself.
We should go back to the castle sometime.
Yeah.
I haven't been there in a long time before COVID.
Yeah, I think
sure.
Last was like for your birthday, and I feel that was like 2018, 2019.
Man.
Yeah, it's been a while.
A long time.
Because, you know, 2018 was 6 years ago.
Oh, that hurts.
I remember my first gay club
yeah.
was Twist in South Beach.
Okay.
Which, I mean, not a bad experience for your South first gay Beach. Club. Yeah.
Boy, my first gay club, I think I was maybe a junior in high school. Mm. And it was a BBS guy, a friend of mine, that we went. It was down by the airport in Fort Lauderdale somewhere. I think it was called the Copa. And I mean, I couldn't drink or anything. I was right. underage, but he brought me in and he knew all the bartenders and he was like, okay. He like sat me at the bar and he was like, I'll be right back. And I remember there was like adult movies on the TV by the bar. And I was like, oh my gosh. Oh my gosh, where am I? I was so scared. And he just told the bartender, okay, just watch her. Keep an eye on her, you know. And I was so innocent back then.
It's like you're at the Bronze.
Oh my gosh. And I remember going out and dancing and getting pushed around by all these, you know, like I said, I'm kind of smaller. Mm-hmm. So getting pushed around by all these tall dudes. And I was like, they're so mean. I've been to many gay clubs since then, and they are my favorite clubs to go to because they always have a great vibe.
Yeah.
Great good, music.
Yep.
Fun dancing.
Well, I can't think of a time like anything bad ever happened when I went to one.
Uh-huh.
Never.
Huh. Okay.
What? What?
I'm thinking about New Year's Eve.
We will not talk about that this All episode. Right. Georgie's Alibi.
Such a good club.
Also with different rooms.
Yes.
And it was always busy.
Yes.
Always packed and then just closed.
Yes. I know. It's sad.
There's nothing around here I feel is as good. There's a few other ones, but
yeah,
that was unique. And it was really close to my house too. My old house, which was nice.
Yeah. There's a good one in Gainesville. And I used to bring, when I'd go on first dates with a guy, I would bring him there to gauge his coolness.
Okay.
Go to the drag show at the university club and see how he reacted.
I like that test.
It was a good test. It was a good rubric.
All right. So we move on to Lie to Me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. No voiceover. Again, I think we're done with the voiceover.
Forever?
I don't know.
I doubt it. All right. So, but we open up at the creepy playground.
Mm-hmm.
And the kid is standing alone in the dark.
Yeah.
My mom is late. Like, what? What is it, like 9 o'clock?
It was dark.
Your mom is really late.
I mean, it wasn't like dusky. It was dark.
Man.
What do you call that piece of playground equipment that he was sitting on?
Was it the merry-go-round thing? Like a merry-go-round carousel? Yeah.
All right. I hear merry-go-round, I think of horses.
Oh, yeah. No, I think that's what it's called.
Yeah. Those are dangerous. Enjoyable as a child.
They are. I just saw a video, one of those, you know, people are stupid videos, yeah. And it was a guy, a grown man,
of course,
who got on that thing, and there was a truck, and they had a rope between the truck and the merry-go-round, and it, you know, pulled off, and it wound up and spun him around, and woof. He was going really fast.
I'm sure.
And his brain was shook up.
Oh, nice way to get a concussion.
Yes.
And speaking of people with head problems, Drusilla walks
Drusilla, I like her nails.
I didn't know.
She had a really cool manicure. I gotta say, it was like a black and white manicure. Mm. And then she was singing a weird song about the lamb is caught in the blackberry bush.
Yes.
Blackberry patch. Blackberry. The blackberry.
I'm not supposed to talk to people. I mean, I can see I'm not talking people. To strangers.
I'm not people.
But yeah. Like, don't talk to strangers. I'm all for that, but
I'm not a person.
To people.
Yeah. And then Angel, of course, is just there, steps in, yeah. Tells the kid to run away.
Run home.
Where's he going to run? Why didn't he run home already? He could have just walked home.
Yeah. It was better than just sitting in a park by yourself at 2 o'clock in the morning.
I know.
Waiting for his mom.
This show. So Angel is having a conversation with Drusilla and telling her, you know, you need to leave. Mm-hmm. It's not going to end well. He's kind of threatening, but not really threatening.
Yeah. That's a good way to describe Angel.
Yeah.
At this point. Yeah. Kind of threatening, not really threatening.
He's kind of there, but not really there.
They definitely have a history, you can see. I mean, we know that he and Spike
Yeah.
But now we know Drusilla, too.
And Buffy is walking around. She happens upon them and sees them from afar. Mm-hmm. And her insecurity is kicking.
It's kicking.
Yeah. Why? Has he given her any reason?
He's talking to another girl.
To not trust? Whatever. But he's not shown interest in these other girls.
But he's talking to them.
Okay.
Come on.
Yeah.
I'm sure you've been there in a similar situation.
I'm sure.
I know.
I'm older and wiser, and I can judge.
I remember once we were at a happy hour, my husband and I, when we worked together, worked for the same company. We didn't work together. But I always be trying
to... Let's set that straight.
Exactly. And this guy just came over and started talking to me And within like 30 seconds, my husband, who was all alone in the bar, suddenly right next to me.
Like Angel.
Like, I was not flirting. I don't think the guy was flirting.
Yeah.
He was just talking. But yeah. Insecurities, man. They kick in. We get credits.
Opening credits.
Yeah.
And then Jenny Calendar.
Yeah. They're
in her little dress and leather jacket combo.
Mm-hmm.
That seems to be her go-to look.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's her uniform.
They're flirting.
Yeah.
Has your opinion of Jenny Calendar improved since she was first introduced last season?
She's not as annoying to me.
Okay.
Now.
All right.
I mean, but they haven't talked about her techno-pagan stuff in a while. So now she's just another teacher.
Yeah. Okay.
And then Giles and Buffy are talking, and he notes that she's glum.
Yeah.
She's glum.
Yeah.
That's a word that you don't hear too much anymore.
No.
Glum.
But it was a good description.
Yeah, she definitely is.
I mean, just from seeing him talk to something, like, it's the next morning.
It's a lot.
Get over it. I noticed that this episode was written and directed by Mr. Whedon.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. So it should be a good one.
Yes. We get some note passing.
They were not very covert with their note passing. I kept waiting for the teacher to catch them and be like, okay, we're going to read that in class now.
That ever happened to you?
That I got caught passing a note.
And it was read in class?
No.
Okay.
No. I might have been caught, but...
Just curious.
Okay.
Yeah, but it was so obvious. But yeah, we Willow Smart said, was it a vampire? I don't think so.
That's when I expected to get caught.
Yeah.
And the teacher just goes, vampire?
No, it's an umpire.
Yeah.
I also noticed that, once again, Cordelia is speaking up in class. She has opinions.
She's talking about Marie Antoinette. She was going to let them eat cake.
Yeah. Hello.
And then they're in the hallway and they're talking about Angel and a little more. And then Xander comes up and he says, did Angel do something wrong? Because that gives me a happy.
Yeah. My
gross.
Notes are, Xander has a happy.
That's gross. Yep.
And then Jason Bear walks in.
Yes.
Her
old friend.
Yes. Do you know Jason
Bear? I have no idea who that is.
Okay. I know him from Roswell, which was another WB show around the same time. I think he started a year or two later.
Okay. This launched his career, his WB career?
He was also, before that, he was in Seventh Heaven, another WB show.
Okay.
He was in Dawson's Creek.
Oh man.
He's doing all the WB
shows.
He's
on the cast of characters.
And then more recently, he was also in the movie The Grudge, which Sarah Michelle Gellar was also in.
Connections.
He was in, I'm assuming it was a remake, I didn't watch it, Roswell, New Mexico. That's pretty recent. I think he was on the CW.
Okay.
He was in that, and then he was also in Supergirl, which, again, was another recent CW show. He was Zor-El.
Okay.
So, yeah, he's done a lot of the WBCW shows. So I mean, I recognized him from that. Mostly from Roswell, because I watched a few seasons of that. That was a decent show.
Yeah?
Yeah. Okay. And I thought at first she was... I had to turn on the subtitles, because I thought she was calling him Lord.
Oh, no, like Ford.
That, I'm like, that's an interesting name, Lord.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Now we have Ford, which that's not even really...
And he calls her Summers.
Mm-hmm.
That's this thing, and, you know, they just call each other by their last names. I'm going to start calling you by your last name.
I'll...
Instead of Meat Pie.
I'll do a rim back to you.
But we need cool last names, easy last names, like Summers and Ford. And
Ford.
My last name doesn't just roll off the tongue like that. But, okay, so then they're like, the solution to everything, to her being glum, is obviously her friend is there, and now they're going to go to the Bronze tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And then the buddy says, would I be intruding? And Xander says, only in the literal sense.
Yep. When he first walked up, he mentioned her enjoying a box of Oreos dunked in apple juice.
Is that what he said?
Yes. That just sounds...
Gross!
I mean, I know kids do weird things, but ew. I like Oreos. I like apple juice.
Gross.
They do not belong together.
That reminds me of the kids that used to eat their cereal because they couldn't have milk. Eat their cereal with juice.
Oh.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, no.
I guess if you can't have milk.
I saw...
You don't want dry cereal.
It was a TikTok today. This woman is like walking around to coffee shops. So what's the weirdest order you've had recently? And it was an Americano with orange juice. So instead of water.
I bet that wouldn't be bad.
Orange juice with coffee?
I don't know. I like blueberry flavored coffee.
Oh, I do too.
So I bet with the orange, it's probably good.
All right.
Have you tried one of those coffees with the olive oil yet?
No, because
No.
I like, again, I like olive oil, I
Yeah.
like coffee.
Not together.
Not
But
together.
it's velvety smooth.
Well, yeah, I'm worried about it being velvety smooth through my insides. Those two
Do you love
things.
my insides? Would you love them more with olive oil?
Eyeballs to entrails.
All right. So then they're going to go. Oh, and he's got to go find the admissions office
To get his papers in order.
at the high school, the admissions office,
So
not
apparently,
just the office.
I mean, we know about the school, but apparently you can just wander in without being an admitted student.
Apparently. If that's the worst thing going on at this school, I'll take it.
Yeah. He's, again, in a sweater vest. I mean, I know it's a late
There's a
night.
lot of
It's
sweater vests.
sweater vests are in.
Yeah. So then they're playing pool with the bronze, and he makes reference to when Buffy was in a ninth grade beauty competition with a swimsuit
Swimsuit contest.
category.
Ew.
A ninth grade.
Yeah. Again, written and directed by Joss Whedon.
Oh, Joss,
You
do better.
skipped over I touch myself.
Oh, yeah. That was funny.
Because
And she's like, at the end, Willow's like, oh, is that what that song is about? That's what that song is about. That's funny.
yeah, ninth grade beauty contest, ew.
And then Angel's over at the counter getting some tea. Does he drink tea? Do vampires drink? Eat and drink?
We see them drink. I
Do
don't
they?
know that we ever see them eat, but we do see them drink things
Hmm.
other than blood.
Angel meets Ford. And they, okay, so, and the line, the line I'm going to say, and they said, one of them says, once again, once more with tension. Did you miss that?
I did miss it.
Yeah, once more with tension. And I thought, oh, that's foreshadowing for that episode, the musical episode. Okay.
Good catch.
Thanks.
And they're out in the alley.
Wait,
Oh,
before that,
sorry.
Buffy and Ford leave, and then Angel makes his quick exit, as he always does, and Willow says to Xander, "See, you meet him. You made him do that thing where he's gone."
Well, Xander's fault. They're in the
right,
alley.
then they're in alley set number two.
So,
Clean alley set number two.
Ford clearly sees her stake the vampire.
Clearly.
It was a cat.
Yeah.
But Ford knows that she was a
He
slayer. Yeah.
knows.
Back in the LA days.
I don't know how he knows.
He saw her
Was
burn
that
down the
common
gym, I
knowledge?
guess. I don't know.
Somebody knew and told him? I don't. All right. But anyway, he knows. And then the next thing we know, he's at the secret door off the alley somewhere. Big heavy door. Like a prohibition speakeasy door. Had the little peephole thing and
Right.
everything.
Yep.
They open and let him in. Inside, there's welding, hard rock, and lasers. That's the goth club.
Yes.
I don't know why they're welding at the goth club.
Yeah, I was kind of wondering
I
that.
don't
I didn't
know. I
understand the
thought maybe
welding.
it's like a weird art installation or something. I don't know. It's the goth club. And then I said, OMG, the capes and frills
Oh,
on Diego.
yeah.
Oof.
That was a cape.
That kid was a LARPer. You
Yes.
know he played
Yes.
some D&D.
Yes. Yeah, it was sparkly. It was
Yeah, it
shiny.
really
He had like
was.
the
It
little
was
bow
like,
tie.
I think that was leftover from, who was that guy? The
Ethan
magician?
Rain.
No, the
Oh.
magician that wanted to chop off Buffy's head with the guillotine in the talent show.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that
That guy
guy.
from season one.
Yeah,
Yes.
leftover. Okay, so then Ford is taking his Ritalin.
Which I thought was weird.
I
You
wonder if
think
it wasn't really
that's how
Ritalin. It was related to what we see at the end, what we
Yeah.
hear about at the end. But okay, so, and then the club is for true believers only. We don't know what that means, but and then I noticed they're all drinking from silver chalices. Because you
As
go
one
to a
does.
club and they serve you in real silver
I
chalices
mean, that's what I
instead of
always
a red solo cup
drink
or
out of at the castle. I don't know what you're drinking out of.
a... And then this was weird. And so he says whatever he says, Ford, and then they look over his shoulder and there's a movie starring Jack Palance. And he's lip syncing. Ford is lip syncing what the movie is saying.
Yeah, I thought that was odd.
I couldn't tell. I didn't have the subtitles on this time, so I couldn't tell what he was saying. Obviously, it's something they must play that movie a lot. He knows the movie, and he was saying it with him. But I thought that was a little strange.
Yeah, unnecessary.
We should go back and see you. Did you have your subtitles on?
I did,
Do you
but
remember
I don't
what they
remember
were
being
saying? Oh,
anything
I wonder if it's
significant.
pertinent. Anyway. Okay, and I wrote this club actually makes more sense than the bronze. It's good a coherence that the Bronze does not.
Yes, it was theme heavy, but everything fit.
Is it a club or is it someone's basement? Is it like a house party? I don't know, because it was like a building off the alley, right?
Yeah. I think it was somebody's house. No, I really think it was a club.
Like a club?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. And then we get knock, knock, knock. Willow gets a visitor. Angel is at Willow's house.
To me, it looked like she was on the second floor.
Oh.
At least that's how I interpreted it in my head. I felt like she had like a walkout balcony.
Okay.
Good for her, if that's the case.
I don't know. I didn't pay attention to that.
But yeah, he's just knocking on her door.
Yeah.
She lets him
in. He needs help. Yeah. Well, she invites him in. And then, Ira, we get a first look at Willow's bedroom. Mm-hmm. I don't think we've seen Willow's bedroom mm-hmm. before. And she's got that very innocent white wicker bed set that a lot of girls had when they were young. And that weird geometrical mobile over her bed.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that was about. And then he needs her help to do some online stalking on the net.
Yes.
I'm so the net girl.
Yeah. I need you to track down someone down on the net.
Yeah.
He needs to know this guy's affiliates.
His affiliates.
He's like 16, 17 years old. I don't know the affiliates he has. You know, I do think we did see Willow's
Diego.
Room.
Diego and that weird blonde girl. Those are his affiliates.
I think we did see Willow's room for a quick second in the season one finale.
Oh.
After she walked into the AV room and saw all the...
Yeah.
And then Buffy went over and consoled
her. Oh.
But I don't think it was the same room.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
I will check that.
All right.
You missed the bra on the bed.
Oh, no, I didn't. That very carefully placed prop bra on the bed.
She quickly shoves out of the way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So then they find out the big discovery is that Ford is not registered at the school.
Mm-hmm.
Dun, dun, dun. So then they're back at school. Buffy and Ford are in the hallway, and Giles runs up and gives her his beeper number.
Well, Jenny's beeper number.
Oh, Jenny beeper number. Whatever. Again. The librarian is running up to a student like, here's my phone number.
In case you need help studying. Did you have a beeper?
Yeah. Well, when I was working at the hospital.
Okay.
Yes. For being on call. Mm. And I could tell you, they were all labeled. All the alerts were labeled pleasing alert number one, pleasing alert number two. There were no, at two were in the morning, there's no pleasing alert.
Yeah, I get that.
And then the buzz. And whenever you were in the halls or whatever, in the elevator, and you could always tell when someone got paged because they'd just be standing there, and then all of a sudden they would just go, ah, and their shoulders would slump. It's like, ah.
I don't miss being on call.
No, not I don't either. Oh, it was the worst.
There are a couple of different like ringtones I would set as my like text message tone if it was from that number. Oh. And if I hear one in public, I immediately tense up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a bad feeling.
I had like a personal beeper in 99.
Wow.
For Christmas and lost it within like a month.
Oh.
I was so angry because my mom was like, well, that's it. You lost it. You're not getting another one.
Oh.
Unless you want to pay for it yourself.
You were briefly cool.
Again, for like a second.
Okay, so now it's after dark. Buffy's still hanging out with Forge, mm-hmm. giving him a tour of the campus, I guess, or Sunnydale.
In the dark,
but and of course they end up at school again because everything is either at school or the cemetery in Sunnydale. And then we see these two vampires mm-hmm. on campus, and so we gotta go chase those vampires. Come on along, Ford. She hands him the crucifix and the stake. Let's go. You're deputized.
That's all you need.
Yeah. And then I wrote Buffy's obvious stunt double is kicking some butt.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Yeah.
That was bad.
That was a bad one. Yep. She kills that one vampire.
She does.
And he's trying to get some info out of the other one.
Yes. But then by the time Buffy gets back, that one's gone, and he says, "I killed her."
Dust.
Yep.
And we find out about the Sunset Club.
The Sunset Club.
Something you would like expect on like Madeira Beach.
Yeah. Sunset Club. Willow, Xander, and Angel go to the club.
Mm-hmm.
Where they stick out like a sore thumb.
Really bad.
Does a sore thumb really stick out?
I thought that was cute.
There were a lot of funny lines in this one. There was a lot of cute banter in this one. Yeah.
We find out the blonde girl's name is Chanterelle.
Like a mushroom.
Like a mushroom.
That grows in the dark.
Oh, I don't think I knew that part. Oh, damn it. I thought you were telling me something interesting.
No. The guy in the coffin, is there another good, like, just random? They just pan past this dude who's dressed like a vampire, and he's like, "Hi,
How
welcome
you doing?
to the club." They don't say anything about it, they're just a guy.
They are referring to the vampires as the lonely ones. They
Yes,
clearly have like some adoration for
it's a little culty,
vampires. Yeah,
it's a little
a little
culty,
culty.
yeah.
Chanterelle tells Angel, "So there's something I feel is very valid today.
Right.
Other viewpoints than yours may be valid."
It was very, she was very PC before PC was a thing. She was almost woke.
Yum.
Before woke was a thing. Yeah, very, like I said, very open-minded and welcoming and, you know.
And while that's going on, Jenny and Giles are at Monster Truck.
I know, that's pretty funny.
I would have loved to have seen that.
That's pretty funny.
Just the look of like probably horror
I
and
just imagine,
panic
yeah,
on
no, I
his
imagine
face.
he would be like, yeah, horror. And then when she'd look over at him, he'd kind of make a little smile
Yes,
face, like, oh,
yes.
yeah, it's good. And then they got to do a little research in the dusty old books. And Buffy happens to see a photo of Drusilla. And we find out she was killed by an angry mob in Prague.
But she wasn't.
But she wasn't?
As a vampire.
Oh, well, yeah. But why does she miss Prague? If she was attacked by an angry mob, I wouldn't miss that.
Oh, well, you're
Right?
right. Maybe she just liked the place before
Before
the
the angry
angry mob
mob.
showed up. Yep.
Yeah.
And then the vampire that Ford was supposed to have killed runs through, grabs a book, and then yeah, runs through that
Yeah, the other,
cellar
yeah, the cellar exit. Yeah,
in the back of the
in the vid
library.
library. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Drusilla is talking to her bird.
Her dead
That
bird.
did make me laugh. Made me laugh. She's like, oh, what is wrong with this girl?
I knew you were going to like Drusilla because of
Oh
her
man.
kookiness
She
like
is very
that.
kooky.
She is.
And she's like, I'll give you a seed if you sing. And Spike's like, the bird is dead.
He loves her. He loves her
Oh.
wackiness. And then Ford shows up in their warehouse, I guess they're in,
Yeah.
right? Yeah.
Yeah. And then he has a deal. I want to make you a deal. You make me a vampire and I'll give you the slayer.
They never really said what was in the book,
No.
right? Okay. I didn't think so.
Angel's at Buffy's house. Buffy says she loves him. He says, "Do you love me?" And she said, "I love you."
Just not sure if I trust you.
Yeah.
I feel like it's kind of soon for her to be saying, I love you.
I mean, they've had one makeout session.
Okay.
They haven't even had coffee. He, and then we find out some dark stuff about his past.
Yeah.
He says he was obsessed with Drusilla. But okay, he was obsessed with her. Walk me through this. He was obsessed with her, so he drove her insane, killed everyone she loved, drove her insane. She went to a convent,
Right.
and then he made her a vampire.
The day that she like took our holy orders.
What? What? Okay, so. Why would he do all that? He was obsessed with her and her purity and her innocence.
Right.
So he took all that away.
Oh.
Like by doing all that horrible stuff to her and her family,
Yeah,
right? Like that kills someone's innocence. And then
Yep.
she goes, and then he made her a vampire. But we don't find out why. I don't know.
I think it was just really 'cause he liked playing with his victims. It was
Oh.
just torture and he enjoyed
Oh,
doing
he
it.
enjoyed that. Okay, he was a jerk, huh?
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah.
okay, all right. Okay. And then we're back to school. And I just wrote, we're back at school, awful hair. Oh, Buffy's hair. I didn't like Buffy's hair in this scene. Back at school, awful hair, weird spinning camera. She's talking to Ford and they're doing like a little round of them, right?
Yes.
Oh, I did not like that, Joss. It was making me a little queasy.
They agree to meet back at the school at 9.
Sure.
Why at
Yeah.
the school?
Because they only have five sets on this show.
Why not the cemetery?
Yeah.
A cute little exchange between Xander and Willow. Angel was in your bedroom?
Yes, and she's, ours is a forbidden love.
Yeah. Buffy finds the club.
We're at the club.
We find out that Ford is sick with some really bad coughing acting that he did.
Yes.
Like,
Yes.
that was
And
like,
he
I
had the
could do it
nest of
better.
tumors liquefying his brain, is
Yeah.
what he said.
Second time we got somebody with brain cancer.
Oh, yeah, that's
Yeah. So we
true.
had the ventriloquist from the puppet
Yes,
show, and
right.
something about the Hellmouth.
Wow,
Although
dark.
I say that, but what's it, but
Wow.
Ford only just got there, so.
And then we find out the club is in a bomb shelter. So the club is in a bomb shelter that's just a random room off of an alley.
Well, I don't think it's being used as a bomb shelter anymore. I
No,
think.
but it was a bomb shelter.
Right.
I don't know, like a public, like what town has a public bomb shelter?
Sunnyvale,
I
California.
guess so. I always thought bomb shelter were like we've talked about in Greece too. They're in somebody's backyard.
It's freestanding, but not like in the middle of the
It's
town.
like under in your backyard, underground.
Yeah.
I don't know. All right. And then who is it? Oh, Buffy makes a comment about how they all look like idiots. You know, their
Yes.
costumes are awful. And then Ford says, "Gotta back her up, D. You look like a big ninny."
Yes.
Yeah.
And then he knocks out Buffy, and I just had trouble believing that, because.
I did too. I was like, that was way too easy. She's
Yeah.
the freaking Slayer. She can leap fences in a single bound,
Like he
and
tapped her
she's
on the
got she
shoulder, and
did
she
you
was
see not
out.
see 2 episodes where she busted out of those metal chains? She's not gonna get knocked over by some guy with tumors in his head.
Wearing a
He's
sweater
weak and
vest.
dying. Yeah, with a sweater vest.
And while she's knocked out, the vampires invade.
Big screeching tires outside, so you know
Yes.
they're here.
Yes.
Yep.
And that door can only be opened from the outside. That was not smart planning.
No. In any situation, as a
Yeah.
bomb shelter, as well.
That's true. Maybe that's what the guy was welding. Maybe he was welding it so it couldn't be opened
Oh,
from
maybe he
the.
was fixing it up just for this situation. Oh, okay, I gotcha. All right. Okay, so they start to eat all the wannabe vampires, but then Buffy takes Drew hostage, and then oh, I had a question about Spike's teeth. So I know he's got his regular, he's got fangs. But then all his other teeth are like jaggedy. Are all the vampire teeth like that?
Not that I
Jaggedy, the front teeth and
noticed, but I
stuff?
also could see him breaking out a file and doing it himself.
Oh, all right. I didn't think of that. All right. Now I'm going to start paying attention to the teeth
There's
a
a
little more.
book that I'm reading right now, and one of the characters had all of their teeth ripped out and replaced with pointy iron teeth,
Oh.
and it just freaks me out every time I read about them because I just
Yeah.
picture in their picture their mouth. Ugh,
Yeah.
don't like it.
Ooh. All right, so then they're back in alleyway set number three. Oh, because when Buffy leaves, she's like, yeah, I guess we just have to go back and collect the body.
Yeah.
Because the door closes on them and
Yeah.
Ford's left inside.
See what happens when you mess with vampires?
Don't mess with them.
No.
You can't make deals
You're
with
not gonna win.
vampires.
No.
No. So Buffy comes back to get the body, and then we're in the cemetery, and I guess she lugged that body out on her own. She didn't call the police or the coroner.
She buried it. She put
She
the
buried, there's
headstone
a
up.
headstone there already.
I mean, when my mother died, I feel it was like probably 4 months before
Yeah.
there was a headstone.
Well, so then I thought, is this just like 4 months later?
It would have been nice if it would have said
Four months
4 months later on the screen.
later.
Yes,
Yeah, no.
exactly.
No. And they're at the grave for some closing words.
Does it ever get easy?
No. Yeah,
No.
but he lies. But the last jump scare.
Oh, yeah. So, all right. So, was that Ford?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure.
He got to be a vampire for,
3 seconds.
3 seconds.
Yeah,
Yeah, and then the whole lie to me is Giles lying to her, the end. Yep, it does get easier. It really does.
It really
It gets
does.
better.
Yes. If you're in high school right now,
It gets
it
better.
really, really gets better. We promise you.
All right, so that's all my notes for this episode.
Yeah, that's all I have too.
I don't know if I could pick a favorite line because there were quite a few good lines in this one
Okay.
that I enjoyed. There was a lot of funny stuff in this one. I am going to say 3 stars only because, or Spike, sorry, because
Stakes.
stakes, because I enjoyed the lines that made me laugh in this one. The
Okay.
story itself was okay.
Yeah.
I did get a giggle at the underground golf club.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say for a line, I'm torn between Willow's Ours is a Forbidden Love, and Buffy saying to Diego, "My God, can you have a dorkier outfit?" Those two.
I do always get a kick at out of TV and movies attempts to portray cool clubs, nightclubs. They very rarely get it right.
I'll go 3.25 for
Okay.
this one.
All right.
I think you just did two episodes in a row with a 3 or higher. I don't know that
Yeah.
you've done that before.
Oh, all right.
Interesting.
Write it
I'm loading
down.
this date.
Oh, boy. All right, what's coming up next?
Next,
Episode 8
yes, we have episode 8, which
is.
is the Dark Age.
Ooh, the Dark Age. All right.
In 10 words or less, what do you think it's going to be about?
The Dark Age. Buffy dyes her hair black and becomes evil Buffy.
Oh, I like it.
If you have any ideas as to what we might talk about in the first bit of our podcast for the Dark Age, let us know. You can email us at.
The Sunnydale Diaries at gmail.com.
You can reach us on our socials, Facebook, Instagram, Reels, YouTube, our Discord server,
Threads.
Threads. We're pretty much everywhere
Yeah.
except X.
Except X.
Yeah, drop us a line. If you can leave us a review, we would love that. If you have any feedback, just let us know. If you just want to say hi, we'd be happy to hear from you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And we will see you next time when we discuss the Dark Age.
Bye.
Bye.